Join us as we strive to relieve human suffering around the world and share the life-giving message of Jesus Christ.
Thanks again for listening today. And to order today's offer, just head to our website or call. Until next time, remember, glorify God and enjoy Him forever. This is the key to enjoying everyday life.
WCNO's broadcast day is underwritten by Krause and Crane Incorporated, celebrating 50 years of air conditioning service to the Martin County area. Since 1957, Krause and Crane certified technicians have serviced all makes and models of air conditioners and provides an energy savings agreement for any commercial or residential need. Krause and Crane, the service and replacement specialist with over 50 years of experience, is available 24 hours for emergency service at 287-1227.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
The Word is always going to be tried. The Word is always going to be tested. But it will come to fulfillment as we maintain it, as we don't let it go. Are you hearing? Even under test, you hold on to it under testing. Come on. See, you have to understand this part of the journey. Everything God has promised you, He's promised it to you. But in order to receive it in this realm, there's some testing. Yes, God has already blessed us. We can say that. And it makes sense because it's true. God has already blessed us. But now there's a process in bringing it into manifestation in this world. Because there are opposition in this world to the Word. There's a system that's contrary to the Word and God's system. There's enemy spirits that know that you are under the blood. Know you are a child of God. They know they can't get you out. They know they can't stop you from serving God. So at best, they want to distract you. At best, they want to hold you still. At best, they want to keep you from entering in to a fullness of your destiny. What could you do if you had, amen, all the resources you needed, and then plus, let me rephrase that question. What could we do if everybody in here, nobody was struggling with their mortgage? Amen. Nobody had a car payment they had to meet. All the resources that were coming in were surplus, were above and beyond all your bills. Everything was taken care of. You were debt free. What if everybody was like that? But see, the system of this world has swallowed up. Do you know the system of this world lives off the life of the saints? Because the devil has no life. And those that serve him are dead. They're not alive. We see a serpent in Genesis, a dragon in Revelation. He's going from a serpent to a dragon. Seemed to me like he had a whole lot to eat. I don't have time to get into that, but that's what he lives off of. It's like a spider puts his prey in a web, doesn't kill it, but when he goes to eat it, he sucks the life out of it, and that life is absorbed into him. You see, the enemy has a system that started with Cain. Amen. When Cain was driven from the presence of the Lord, he built a city. Now, he was out of the presence of the Lord, in the presence of the devil. Cain was of that evil one. And the lust of your father you will do. He built a city. Started not agriculture, but started working in brass, started musical instruments, started worship, started, you know, all the worldly stuff, a system apart from God. That system today is prevalent in the world. That's why the devil told Jesus, because Adam sold out to him, Remember, Adam had the authority, but Adam was deceived. So when Jesus came to take the authority back, the devil's temptation, one of them was, if you bow and worship me, I'll give you the glory of these kingdoms, for it is delivered unto me. So there's a system called the world system that belongs to him. Now the thing is, we are in the world. We are here. But faith causes us to tap into another supply. We are not just subject. Listen, our job is not just our source. Our check is not just our source. Well, I wish I had some help here. I said, our check, what we earn through our labor, is not just our source. We are not limited to that. See, when the tithe... See, the tithe, for you that weren't here, the tithe is not your source of wealth or prosperity. Your tithe is your first fruit of your labor, of the increase of your labor. Do you hear me? It's the first fruit. God established and instituted the tithe from the beginning. The tithe belongs to him. I'm going to get some of y'all off of 30-fold right away here. I said the tithe belongs to God. So in essence, really, we are paying our tithe. See, the tithe is not your wealth or your prosperity. People think because they tithe. You've tithed for years and years and still in the same boat. Don't shout me down. You've tithed, and it's honorable to tithe. It is. It's an honor to give God of the tithe. Bring all the tithe into the storehouse. Honor the Lord with your first fruits of all your increase. We're to do that. But in order to get from 30-fold, you got to go beyond that. Oh, this is a giving message. What about the 90-fold or the 90%? See, here's where we've grappled with this world system. Because the world system got maybe 80% of your 90% tied up. Don't shout me down, I'm telling you, but we're going to break some yokes here. We're going to destroy some yokes. Bad business decisions. Being greedy, trying to keep up with the Joneses. Buying stuff you know you couldn't afford. Don't shout me down, I'm telling you, you're preaching good, brother. Amen. Amen. Putting money into bad deals and just spending money frivolously. And it's all tied up, wrapped up, bound up in the system now. But yet you still tithe. Keep tithing. No, really, keep tithing. Because you know what the tithe does? It's not your wealth and your prosperity. The tithe sanctifies. The tithe sanctifies the 90%. What are we talking about here? See, when you tithe in faith. You take the first part. Hello? Not the change you're trying to get together after you done spent everything. See, the tithe is holy unto the Lord. In other words, there should be some reverence on our part when we tithe, not just balling up money and throwing in the change and thinking, well, I think that's enough. No, the tithe is holy unto the Lord. If you would get a spirit of reverence, I'm telling you, you can go. This thing will take you from where you are, and you will begin to see progress. But the tithe, the tenth, is what sanctifies the 90%. What are we talking about? When we tithe unto the Lord, he sanctifies the 90%. Now the problem, the 90%, is already spoken for. Because if you don't give it in the right place, you will get some phone calls. You will get some letters in the mail. Am I right or am I wrong? So the 90% that is sanctified is going into the system. And the devil is raking it in. But I'm here to tell you there's another supply. As we start exercising our faith, amen, and receiving wisdom and instruction from God and not being hard-hearted. Listen, you got to tell somebody, start where you are. You want to turn some things around like I did that little demonstration, you got to have some change. You got to change some habits. You got to change, listen, you got to bring some things in your heart under subjection. You got to stop spending beyond your means. Hello, somebody, this is good preaching right here. I don't know about y'all. You got to start spending, amen, within your means. I don't mean we get a poverty mindset. See, there's where the real bondage comes in. People draw way back and they stop giving, they stop and they tighten up the belt and they stop doing anything. No, you stop your faith from working. You cut off faith from working now. But what we do, we start figuring out, okay, how do I get this out of this system here? Anybody got money tied up in the system? Raise your hand if you got money tied up in the system. That'd be everybody in here. This is our battle because faith will cause us to come into a divine supply. God can work a miracle and get you out of debt. See, some of us sinking in the seat, because even to say debt free makes your stomach turn. You can't even think that thought. But listen, you got to start where you're at. You got to make a decision within. You know, I'm going to change some things. Hello, you got to tell somebody, start right now. Poverty is not a state of being. It's a state of mind. You change these things in your mind and you start speaking these things out. First of all, you're going to start believing some things that you didn't see before. You're going to start feeling like in your spirit, Lord, I don't see it, but I'm feeling like, you know, this can come to pass. I'm starting to have faith for this. I'm starting to get up with a little bounce in my step. I'm starting to get up. I'm a little more positive now. I know there's a mountain to be climbed, a mountain to be removed, but I'm feeling good about this. I don't know how it's going to be done, but why? Faith is starting to come in your heart. Faith is going to connect you to that divine supply. If you're awake, because see, guess what? When you start doing that, it's like the mountain falls on you. Out of nowhere, somebody called threatening you. Hello? You understand how the system works. When the enemy sees you getting ready to get out of something, he'll try to throw something in your path. See, that word that you are receiving will be tested. Tell somebody, don't stop there. Look at that, tell them, bring it on. Because that test is going to develop character that's going to prepare you to go from not enough to just enough, and then step over into more than enough.
We have come to the close of part 12 of the Faith Crisis series, The Divine Supply. Your seed will produce after its own kind. In the Garden of Eden, God made everything pleasant to look on, pleasant to eat, and pleasant to smell. We must remove things from our lives that are undesirable to God. We have three types of confessions: no confessions, negative confessions, and scriptural word confessions. Evil only prevails when righteous men don't say anything. The body of Christ has an endless divine supply at our disposal. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof.
This is Trevor Banks again, and I'd like to invite you to visit us this weekend at Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. Our service times are 11 a.m. Sunday morning and 7 p.m. Sunday night. Come and join us for great music, anointed preaching, and warm fellowship. We're located just off US 1 at 405 Exoria Avenue in beautiful Fort Pierce, Florida.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll free 1-877-TR-BANKS. Or visit our website at trbanks.com. www.thewordisalwaysgoingtoperfect.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.